Danny Cullen, captain of Donegal. You walked the steps here in the Hogan Stand to lift the Nicky Rackard trophy. You talked about it being a dream and the lead up to the game. Now that dream's a reality.
Yeah, just super now, just actually over the moon, like, and just delighted for everyone involved in the panel, like, because it's been a huge effort all year, like, and we just said this was the icing on the cake, like, and, you know, just really capped it off a wonderful year for us, like.
Four down at half time. What was the dressing room like at the break before he's come out for that second 35?
Look, we knew, like, they really hit us everything that first half, like, you know, and we were on the back foot for most of it, you know, but we managed just to stay with them, like, you know, and just ride the storm, like. But so with half time, then we regrouped. But we always knew throughout the year, like, you know, even when we're playing National League, we're playing against quality opposition, regular opposition, like Wicklow and stuff. Like, we never panicked six down. You'd always just realize just all the chance you have, the players there to claw it back into it, like, and thankfully, you know, that's just what happened. Like, we just stayed the ship and got just relaxed.
Yeah, there was always goals in this team. There's been goals all throughout the games this year, even against the big sides in the league, and you managed to get the two in the second half, which really put you on your way.
Huge, like, you know, to be honest, you wouldn't expect Gavin Brown to go far that far, like, but geez, when he did it, he took it well, like, and, you know, really, really gives a lift, like. And but then that forward line's been quality, like, you know, they open up the space everywhere, like, you know, and like last day Davin was on fire, like, whereas today, you know, you can see Jerry Gilmore really come into himself, and Declan really stood up to plate there today. Like, he got vital scores, vital times, and especially that goal, you know, just fair play to them, like, you know. But that's the quality of having the forward line, you know, and that's why I suppose we always never panic. We knew we've always, no matter if 6 points down, you always have the people, the team, the players that call back into it, like. So
did you get to see the effort of Gilmore at the end there and his cheekiness to cut back inside? The skill level was really off the scale.
Like, unbelievable, like, nobody's a super hurler, like, you know, and just even sideline cuts there, like, but fantastic, like, and, you know, have the confidence that when the game's over, like, and just to stick it over, like, was unbelievable, like. But look, that's it, because there's some super hurlers in this team, like, and it's just a privilege to be playing with them, like, and just we know it's a good team there at the minute now, so we just want to make the most of it, like, and thankfully today we did, like. So,
well, listen, for you, it's been a fantastic year. Yeah. Ulster champions with Satanta, and All-Ireland and the Nicky Rackard. As a hurler, I suppose you can't ask for much more than that, can you?
No, that's it. Like, you know, at our level, we've won mostly, we put in front of us, like, you know. So just at the end of the day, look, we're all playing, like, so just next year now we'll get back at it again, like, and we're in the Christie Ring, like, and give the league a bit of a rattle too, like. So look, things are going well, like, and it's just delighted for everyone involved, like, because, you know, they're a small group of people very passionate about the sport in the county, like, and, you know, you see them out there today, like, it was just delighted for them too, like.
Yeah. Finally, just how much effort has it taken to get to this place today with this group of players?
Look, it's huge, like, you know, you're going four nights a week, like, you know, since November time, like, and, you know, it's collectively, like, there's huge effort put on, like, you know, and from management down, like, you know, everything's just was fantastic this year, like, you know, and real good attitude from the players too, like, it just made a huge difference, like, and just, you know, as we worked hard and just we got our just awards, I think, today.
It means absolutely everything, you know. Donegal, we've slipped the last couple of years, we're here in 2013, we got over the line, you know, and a lot of work's going on this year, especially with Mickey, a former player, great man, great hurling head, like, and he got us over the line today, a couple of decisions there that changed the game around for us.
Was this the most testing time Donegal hurling has experienced this year? At half time, what was the story?
Definitely at half time. Like, we kind of breezed through the championship there with a tough league, you know, and we're flying all, you know, the only tough things we had was in the league, like, and we were coming through here, and we usually had the games closed out at half time, and we actually put us up this definitely at half time now, and we're back against the walls, but we showed our steel in the second half and come out on top.
You scored goals, 7 goals going into this game. You knew yourself in the second half that you needed one. Young Gavin Brown, what a finish.
As he's doing it in training every night he's getting up there. But, you know, big day for him, first night of the day out in Croke Park, and what a finish coming up from wing back. Such an athlete to get up there in the first place, you know, and finish, cool finish now in Croke final day.
You get on the scoring sheet as well in the second half.
I got on the second half, made a run, and they slipped it into me now. Fair play to him, but it was just good to get over the line. It was a good team effort.
What was it like around the middle of third, particularly in the first half, because there was a lot of physicality in there from Orton?
It was. Warwickshire brought a lot of physicality. Their number six was a very strong man, but they were just good in around the breaking ball. Things weren't going our way in the first half. We breaks, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out for you, but and even when we were on the ball, we were getting tired, you know. But I think, you know, our fitness came through in the end to get us over the line. We didn't panic. We're definitely not panic this year. We wore them down. We knew we'd get the result. Even on half time, everybody knew there was more in the locker. We just grinded them down and we got the result.
All the hard work on the training pitch, it all paid for it there today.
Definitely paid off. Mickey's been drilling us since November, and he says this was a big day we were aiming for. We had a good league campaign, and finally we got over the line and got our title.
What was it like when the final whistle went there? What was it like for you again, one and another?
Absolutely unbelievable. I missed out there last year. I was deployed, but it was fantastic to get back in the big day and one, get over the line, especially when there's so much work done since November. Like, it's great to get over the line with a great bunch of lads.
There's a lot of talk, obviously, in Donegal about the football, but for a change, the hurlers have got the limelight today.
Thank God. I know the footballers are fair busy and they're going well too, but it's just nice to get over the line for Donegal hurling. Hopefully we can push on through now next year.